It revolves around the question of methods of struggle. Now, for a revolutionary worthy of the name, the first method of struggle is the first fard upon human beings, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, which if we unpack it would mean read, recite, research, explore, investigate from the perspective which Allah has taught you and for the perspective for which He has taught you. Now, we have been raised and created as Khalifatullah fil ard. So that already gives us our international credibility. Khalifatullah fil ard, the vicegerents of Allah on earth. Not in Saudi Arabia, not in South Africa, and not in Israel. The second important weapon of struggle is, of course, that we understand our ideology correctly. In other words, ideology consists of your principles. Now, principium in Latin means that which you begin with. It also has the same meaning in Afrikaans. The Afrikaans word is beginsel, that with which we begin. And once we know that, then we can understand what are our values and what are our ideals. And we must not resort to response politics, where every time the enemy does something, we respond to what the enemy does. We must get involved in operant politics. You determine your ideal and you go towards your ideal, and everything else is but a contingent factor in order for you to concentrate and focus on the ideal. Armed struggle, of course, is essential, because even in Islam, in our Quran, armed resistance, armed struggle is ordained by Allah. And especially the first time that armed struggle is made permissible for Muslims is in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah 22, Ayah 39. And Allah says, permission is given to you to fight because you have been wronged. Later on, we shall see that that principle essentially means that the only people in the world who have the sole justification for resorting to armed struggle, to violence, to force, are the oppressed people. Nobody else has that right and justification. But more importantly, it is immoral, it is irrational, it is obscene for an oppressor to tell the oppressed how they should respond to oppression. So if there are two principles that we should teach all oppressed people, then it is those two principles. Then I've already mentioned the fact that your greatest indestructible weapon is your sincerity. You must have the unity of the oppressed people. Because if they are disunited, they are going to be disseminated and massacred. And we've already seen this taking place all over the world. But if you are united, not on the basis of emotionalism, not on the basis of a cult, not on the basis of a personality, but if you are united on the basis of your ideology, which means on the basis of principles, so that you have a principled unity, nobody can destroy you. And if the leadership that emerges from that principled unity is sincere and is fearless, then you have a revolutionary force that must be reckoned with.